You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, it's the third and final hour now, ladies and gentlemen. Another great show of TPC. We're into the month of September. James Edwards, Keith Alexander. How about Jason Kuna in the second hour? We were going to call him the Big Kahuna or the Big Tuna, but we might have to just call him, as you mentioned, Keith, Professor Kuna.
That's right.
Fantastic commentator.
Yeah, no fooling, man. I felt like I was in school again.
Well, let us do a quick segment on COVID. Now, we've tried not to talk about it as it has become increasingly discredited and ridiculous.
It's embarrassing how people are cucking and baiting down to this totally illegitimate exercise of authority over free people.
And then how people could buy into it with on the flimsiest of pretenses. Now, here is Ron Paul. Ron Paul's article, Europeans Rise Up Against Lockdowns. I'm actually going to read, it's short, I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we're going to get Joe Biden's response. Joe Biden's response. We have a clip from Joe. We're going to play it. But listen to Ron Paul. He really breaks it down. Dr. Paul begins. Tens of thousands of Germans marched through Berlin last weekend proclaiming a day of freedom and demanding an end to government-mandated face masks and social distancing. The UK and Netherlands also saw large protests against their government's tyrannical actions in response to the coronavirus. According to media accounts, the Berlin protesters held signs reading, "We are being forced to wear a muzzle, natural defense instead of vaccination, and we are making noise because you are stealing our freedom. Good for them." Congressman Paul continues. The New York Times tweeted that the masses of Berlin demonstrators were all Nazis.
The natives are restless.
Does the paper of record really want us to believe that there were perhaps a million Nazis active in the streets of Berlin last week? The fact is, Europeans are realizing that their government-mandated lockdowns did little or nothing to protect them from the virus while causing economic catastrophe and untold human suffering. Ron Paul continues. They likely looked around and noticed that Sweden, which never locked down its economy, rejected face masks, and kept its restaurants and other places of business open, did not fare that much worse than the countries who have been turned into open-air prisons for most of the year. In fact, Sweden had a lower death rate from the virus than the strict lockdown states like the UK and France. No wonder people are starting to get angry. Unfortunately, while Europeans are waking up, Americans are still asleep as our freedoms continue to be trampled. While Europeans demand an end to government tyranny, here we see states with minuscule new deaths returning to lockdown. It's as if all the wannabe tyrants, from mayors to governors, are finally realizing their secret dreams of ruling by decree. Their dreams are our nightmares. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy put citizens, quote-unquote, on notice that he will lock the state back down if people dare to go outside in the sunshine without a face mask or even have guests inside their own homes. What kind of politician puts his own constituents on notice? Ron Paul concludes. It's not as if the experts are even looking into treatments for the infection. Doctors who report their own successful experience treating COVID patients with hydroxychloroquine, for example, are ridiculed, censored, and even fired from their jobs. The rush to silence America's frontline doctors last week and to disappear their video down the memory hole should terrify anyone who still believes in free speech. This is the most important point he makes. No, they say we must keep locked down and masked until we have a vaccine. Listen to me now, folks. The U.S. government is dumping billions into a vaccine that may be less than 60% effective to prevent a virus that has something like a 99.8% survival rate. What kind of math is that? How many more will be harmed than helped by the vaccine? We'll probably never know because the U.S. government has just granted Big Pharma immunity from liability claims if the vaccine, or when the vaccine, produces damaging side effects. They keep moving the goalposts to keep us terrified and isolated. First, it was body counts, and then just cases, the numbers have been so wildly off that it's hard to trust anything. People are getting angry, they're confused, they're facing an economic depression of historic proportions, but worst of all, they are watching as a Leviathan government snatches every last bit of freedom. Three cheers for the Europeans. Let's hope America wakes up soon. But don't worry, Ron Paul. What an excellent article, by the way, by Dr. Paul. And let's not forget he is a medical doctor, too.
Here's Paul Revere, Joe Biden, about to speak.
Here's Joe Biden speaking out about the coronavirus just this week.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
isn't that reassuring? He's in charge, large and in charge.
All right, so first, Ron Paul's incredible take. And by the way, the CDC basically just came out this week and said, fooled you. I mean, 8,000 to 9,000 people have died of COVID without obese.
I know how to spark.
Extreme obesity or cancer or some double comorbidity, 8,000.
Drop that down the memory hole. But, you know, I have the perfect secret weapon to cause all of America to rise up. And with one voice to strike down this quarantine and these restrictions. You know what it is, James?
Hit me.
In a place like Memphis, all of these government workers are still getting their paychecks even though they don't work. It's like a snow day that won't end for children in the third grade.
Well, listen.
Now, here's what you could do. You could say you are off of work if you're really scared of this, but you're not going to be paid until you go back to work. I mean, you would see a mushroom cloud over Memphis, a place like that. You know, these people, these government employees that we have in Memphis, which are mainly black, they would just absolutely, they'd go berserk if they did that. The fact that these people are being paid and aren't suffering financially while people in the private sector are, that is the key to the whole dilemma. In my opinion.
Well, I appreciate your opinion, Keith, but you didn't state it quite as succinctly as the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, Joe Biden, put it this week. I mean, he was really prescient.
Yeah,
this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
I mean, this guy, I mean, you can't make it up. This guy is really
out to lunch. Is it elder abuse to allow to force this guy to run for president at this point?
No, he's just.
I mean, he's obviously slipped into dementia. I mean, that's not a joke. It's not funny. But they prop him up, and they say this is a serious. This is the guy that's going to be the president.
He's a Manchurian candidate without any intelligence controlling his voice.
Of course, he's been around for 50 years. I mean, you know.
He's been around for about 5,000 years.
It's almost sad if he wasn't so evil. And make no mistake about it, these people are evil. I mean, the media is evil. This whole thing trying to prop up support for this terrorist who was shooting down Christian Trump support. We're dealing with evil. And that's really, I think, one of the reasons America was able to be mowed over in the way that it was back in the 50s. We were too innocent. We were too good. We couldn't have imagined this malevolent evil.
See, that's what Solzhenitsyn said about the Bolsheviks coming over in 1919. He said, we succumbed because we could not conceive of people as evil as.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, one more segment, then we're going to get to Jack Ryan to close out the program tonight. And it's been a good one. Always great to talk to Jason, who is with us in the second hour. Some big guests coming up for the remainder of the month of September, including Brother Nathaniel, a brand new guest making a debut appearance next week. Not Brother Nathaniel. Brother Nathaniel's coming up in a couple of weeks. Brother Nathaniel's a mainstay. But a guest next week coming on for the first time. What an incredible story and bio. We won't tease it, but we'll tell you. You don't want to miss it. And some other familiar faces as well before we get yet another month closer to the election. Well, I was reading Pat Buchanan's latest article this week, and he was mocking the fact that the mayor, Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C.
Not Bowser of Sha-na-na.
Or Bowser from Super Mario Brothers, but... we like Bowser from Sha-na-na.
We do. Yeah.
Anyway.
Too bad he's not the mayor of D.C.
Anyway, that Bowser, Mayor Bowser, Muriel Bowser, Pat was mocking that she had written Black Lives Matter on a street in lettering so big you could see it from space. His words, direct quote there. Well, Mayor Bowser also suggested this week a modest proposal. You know, since we are removing monuments hither, thither, and yon all across the country to all of our greatest heroes, why not remove the Washington Monument? That was actually proposed that the Washington Monument be removed, as well as the Jefferson Monument and just about every other decent monument they've got. I mean, the Jefferson Monument, Jefferson Buchanan wrote about this, who defended while the residents of Washington retreated Jefferson. Andrew Jackson. I think Jefferson was also on the chopping block, but it was the Andrew Jackson monument. Andrew Jackson.
They could at least paint it black.
Defending our nation in that battle, that could have seen it go a totally different way. Well, they want to remove that. They want to remove everything. But the Washington Monument, I mean, now that's getting ambitious.
Yeah, no telling what's behind that. And like I said, they could paint it black maybe and make it more acceptable.
Now, there's a good Rolling Stones song.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're playing music so much today.
That's right. That's right.
Now, it's interesting, though, how they can ferret out any obscure, out-of-context statement that someone may have made years ago, decades ago even, and use that as a grounds for dismissal or purging from polite society. But am I wrong here, Keith? Now, tell me if this is an exaggeration or if I misunderstand. Did Kamala's Harris's own ancestors owned slaves? I mean, wouldn't that be a story?
Yeah, that is a story, and that's what her father proudly proclaims. But, of course, it's never going to be reported in the mainstream media. And, you know, Pat Buchanan's point was so good on this article. Imagine giving statehood in the election
about
two senators. They'd get two senators and who knows how many representatives for an electorate that elects somebody like Muriel Bowser that thinks that she can start tearing down the Washington Monument. You know, these people are totally off the
chain. Didn't it go like 99.6% for Hillary against Trump? I mean, those were the people who voted inadvertently for Trump.
We will be in a contest with Haiti to see what political entity has the most dysfunctional government and the dumbest leaders in the Western Hemisphere if we make the District of Columbia a state.
Well, this is an interesting thought process here. So you go from people like we used to have running our nation,
leading our people, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson.
In the case of the South, President Jefferson Davis, two people like Muriel Bowser. Well, we have Luke in Georgia who sent us in this rejoinder. We had actually read something from Luke a couple of weeks ago about President Davis. This is an add-on that I think compares and contrasts what we used to have compared to the caliber of people we have now. And this is what Luke in Georgia writes. Hello, James. Glad you used my comment about President Jefferson Davis on the August 8th broadcast. However, there seems to have been some confusion about the dates. President Johnson issued a blanket presidential pardon to all who served in the Confederacy, but the catch was one had to ask for it. Of course, President Davis didn't and was tried for treason on the federal circuit court level. His trial miscarried when two judges disagreed on the authority of the court to try President Davis when the Christmas Day pardon was issued. The case of the United States versus Davis was to be sent to the Supreme Court, but it hung in limbo until it was dropped in 1871. This is the way I understood how it happened. I didn't know President Davis didn't accept a pardon when he could have. I always thought of President Davis as a rather dour individual, but his steadfastness of resisting a pardon on the grounds that he never did anything wrong to begin with, or never did anything wrong to be pardoned for, cast him in a much more magnificent light. He was one of the giants that roamed the South in those times. Well, that he did. Thank you, Luke, for that. And again, the caliber of men like that, men of honor, men of principle, men of duty, men of sacrifice, compared to this. I mean, and it's not just Muriel Bowser and people like that. I mean, every single conservative concedes every victory of the left until a couple of recent quarrels. They completely take on this whole white guilt narrative. They completely take on the civil rights. The so-called agenda of that era was good for everyone. They take on everything except for a few minor skirmishes now, which were, of course, in time, as we know from Dabney, they will accept.
They're very principled, though, James. Their principle is that black people can do no wrong under any circumstances, either historically or in real time. So, you know.
And without Trump up there saying, you know, hey, this critical race theory, this white privilege, you know, BS narrative, let's get rid of it, let's get it out of government. Besides Trump, there's really no, and even Tucker Carlson is pretty good. I mean, he's not as stout-hearted as you need out of a man. I mean, he looks very good, and he is very good compared to his peers.
To this clown show called the Democrat
Party. The whole media, but I'm just saying.
And the Republicans, unfortunately.
But, right, besides Trump, you really don't have anybody even coming close to speaking about this.
Mike Pence is not going to be a candidate for the next edition of Profiles in Courage.
I say it all the time, I saw Levi's Jeans, the Levi's Jeans Company, saying how much they stand for Black Lives Matter. You know, the thing is, it's so tenuous. Power changes everything. People are weak. They want to be led. And they are going to conform to the side that's winning. So when you see all of these talking heads, all of these politicians, all of these corporations, believe me,
talk about a hostile elite. We have the most hostile elite, I think, that anyone in the world besides Soviet Russia and Mao's China have experienced.
But if the good guys were in charge again, the point is all of these people would shift right back over. They would shift right back over, and we know that they would. I mean, do they really believe that there's 37 genders and that Bruce Jenner woke up in his 60s and was actually a woman? I mean, I know they pretend to believe that. Do you really believe Bruce Jenner's
you
a woman?
You talk about songs. That reminds me of the Kinks song, Dedicated Follower of Fashion. That's what all these bigwigs with
the
corporations.
But that's the thing. They don't believe any of it. I don't believe they believe any of it. They don't believe Bruce Jenner's actually a woman, but they better believe that they do. They better pretend it. They better pretend all of this other stuff about race, just everything.
We've
across
never
the
had
board.
A more frivolous or foolish a lead in the history of the country than we have right now,
or in the world, really. I mean, who 37 genders, and that may be actually not as many as
who
they
in
say
the
that
world,
they are.
Is there anybody that truly believes that?
It's like, you know, the whole thing. They go to a Christian school. You better stop indoctrinating kids by telling them that, you know, there's a God and they should pray. But then at the same time, I mean, yes, 37 genders and Bruce Jenner's a woman
who can,
now.
Who can argue that with that?
You know?
that's perfectly logical.
Anyway, well, I'll tell you what. It's as we said, you've had 2, 3, 4 more incidents on the level of the George Floyd story, which was, again, not a story to begin with, but made to be one. They're going to keep churning them out. I don't know what to expect. You had the assassination of that guy in Portland since last week's show. I don't know what's going to happen.
It'll only stop when black guys stop resisting arrest. As long as they resist arrest, we'll have one story like this after another, ad infinitum, ad nauseam.
Jack Ryan's up next. He's going to take us to the house. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authentic is the official winner of the 146th Kentucky Derby, and it was a lot different this year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The 146th running of the Kentucky Derby looked a lot different this year in Louisville, Kentucky. There were no fans in attendance at the race that was postponed from the first Saturday in May to the first Saturday in September due to the coronavirus pandemic. Trainer Tom Amo shares just how important it is to have the fans at the Derby.
Derby every year has over 100,000 people attending, and in a big race like that, everyone is out on the balcony watching the race. All the fans cheering just for her, for a trainer that's so special.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the only people allowed at Churchill Downs for the Derby were trainers, owners, and of course the staff working.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046, 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
An Alabama-based animal feed company has voluntarily recalled certain dog food products due to elevated levels of mold, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Sunshine Mills said dog food sold under the brands Family Pet, Heartland Farms, and Paws Happy Life have aflatoxin at potentially dangerous levels. The FDA said the Louisiana Department of Agriculture discovered elevated levels of mold during a routine sampling. So far, no illnesses or deaths have been linked to the dog food. The recall affects Family Pet meaty cuts in beef, chicken, and cheese, also Heartland Farms grilled favorites in beef, chicken, and cheese, and Paws Happy Life Butcher Choice dog food. The FDA said pets that have consumed the affected products should be taken to a veterinarian if they exhibit signs of illness, including vomiting, yellowish tint to the eyes, or diarrhea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was bad. He lived in the sand at the island. The kids would all sing, he would take a monkey. So they rode on his head in the furry donkey. Kids come to Jack, they try, try, try. They drop things on his back.
Okay, Keith, tell us the name of that song.
Happy Jack by The Who.
And why we're playing it right now.
Because Happy Jack is in the on-deck circle ready to step into the batter's box right now.
And we missed him last week. We needed a moment of levity and comedy and good feelings to take us out at the end of another show. Jack, it's great to have you back. You know, we actually FaceTimed with Jack. We did a little video call during one of the commercial breaks, and he was out on the shores of Lake Michigan. Looked like a nice, pleasant night in Chicago, but we know looks can be deceiving.
A protest, largely peaceful protest is there under the surface, ready to boil up at any moment.
Well, Jack, Happy Jack, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay, and I'm actually on the shore right now. I'm 20 feet from the shores of Lake Michigan, and light waves coming in, not surfers. I mean, Southern California surfers. You won't have enough surfing on Lake Michigan, but it's a beautiful place, beautiful temperature, and it's looking very good. But I'm still here. I'm still alive, and I'm giving my best to all the good people at the Political Festival and our ones. It's been a rough year, a brutal year there, but we're still here. We're still alive.
Well, look, last time I was in Chicago, I almost froze. What's the temperature there right now?
I think it's about 72. I mean, this is
that's
the best.
Great, man.
I'd like to invite you to come up here. Like, Indian summer is gorgeous in September, October. It's really the best time of year. And we have four seasons. We've got climate change. There's different seasons. There's winter, summer. It's hot as hell. There's winter and stuff like that. But we have climate change. We have four seasons. So Chicago, our most problems are with people, but the season is great. So this is the greatest time of year, and I'd encourage our listeners to come visit us to the tourists in Chicago in September and early October.
We're going to get you a job for the Chamber of Commerce, Jack.
That's a job. I need a job. I need a real job. I could use the job.
Well, we always heard that Jack's, you know, trying to get out of Chicago. He's a right. Torn and conflicted man, as we all right. are in so many ways.
Right.
And very confused.
Well, no, he's got it down, but I mean, you know, he'd rather stay if there wasn't so much unrest.
If the natives weren't restless.
Well, my main reason
they stay restless there.
These terrible women of Chicago. So I love my city and stuff, but the women of Chicago are the reason I want to like move. Hillary Clinton is from Chicago, and that's like very
well, that says everything you need to say on that. My I'm commiserating with you. So is James.
What could be worse?
My gosh! Imagine seeing a city full of Hillary Clintons. My gosh!
That's got to be the worst. Really, the worst women in human history. I couldn't think of anything worse than human. Maybe like then her daughter Chelsea Clinton. What has she done? Like these are not a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean that's the joke, Jack. Chelsea Clinton, and it wasn't the first time. I mean she's done it consistently throughout her adult life, talking about how bad white privilege is and how we need to dismantle the institution.
She's the most privileged white person that you can imagine.
Exactly. There's no self-awareness there, apparently. And her
no
mother,
talent bum that has a six-figure salary for just showing up somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
Or, I don't even know if she does that. Probably just a name on a board of directors sheet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her politics are absolutely very bad.
She sounds like she'd make a good wife for you, Jack.
She could.
She makes that much money.
I mean, the politics is bad. Obviously, these women, these leftist, liberal Clinton women are very bad, but they're just not fun. They're just not nice women. They're not people you want to hang out with.
Unlike the women of South Africa, right? Or,
yeah, just like, that's the reason, one of the reasons there's so many gay people, some homosexuals, like here. I feel maybe there's some genetic,
they're looking, searching for an alternative.
There, but I just feel like they don't like the women. They look at these women, I'm attracted to them, that's one thing, that they're gay. And I like to promote my city. I like to be the positive of Chicago, but I can't really defend the women of Chicago, these miseducated college, Northwestern, University of Chicago women. They're no fun. They're not good. And that's
Nudniks. Compare them to the women of South Africa now.
The women of South Africa were fantastic. My first experience with them were just absolutely great, and I'm looking to go back. I'm looking to really go back as soon as I can because they were.
He barely made it home the first time.
Yeah, no, they were great.
Jack was over there for about half a year, it seems. You know, we missed him for a while at the beginning of this year because his vacation got.
Well, now we know why he had trouble getting out of there.
That's for sure. Well,
back.
I mean, you know.
No, I really like the Dutch, Afrikaner. There's some British like people there. They're good, but they're very good looking, and they're fun. They're not pretentious. They're then the exchange rate. There's 18 rand to $1. So all these things, like, you get great bang for your buck there. Like, yeah, go there. So yeah. I hope this presidential election finally ends. But if it's not, man, I'm going back to the Western Cape of South Africa. I think it's a great place, and I encourage our listeners to consider going there.
Well, I don't know what the travel situation is with this nonsense going on as it has been all year, but you might want to get back out there before November. I don't know. I mean, God only knows, really. I mean, we've been talking about it. There's no really way to accurately predict exactly what's going to happen. I mean, it's just been a year of one haymaker after another.
My gosh. Think about Hillary Clinton if Biden wins. That would be the worst thing in the world.
What's she going to do about it?
Oh, she's probably going to push him off down the staircase or something like that and try to become the
vice
president. Yeah, or something. Or else she'll be the one that's actually making policy while Biden's in there trying to figure out what day it is.
Well, you know, our research department, Rich, has come up with some more information on Kamala Harris. That her family was one of the biggest slaveholders in Jamaica, and her Indian ancestors were of the ruling Brahmin class. So, again, you know, talking about privilege, how many slaves did you own, Keith?
None. Nobody in my family. In fact, we had 12 children. My great-grandfather, Independence Ellen Schuyler Alexander, had a brother named President Washington. They were running out of names. But, you know, and my...
First name was President.
Yeah, President Washington. No, President Washington was his name, I guess. Or maybe that's the first name is President and second name Washington, Alexander. But, you know, that's not indicative of having a lot of wealth when you're scrambling around trying to find names for your 12 children.
President Washington Alexander.
He was killed at Shiloh, by the way.
Well, he did his duty. Yep. That's for sure. Well, anyway, so I know, Jack, we're trying to do everything we can to – avoid talking about politics in the last 30 minutes of any given show, what with the dreariness of it all. But
are you taking a bath? What's that water?
He's in Lake Michigan. He's taking a swim.
No, I'm right on the shores of Lake Michigan. I just tripped over I didn't see that there was this fence of barbed wire guarding the lawn. I just tripped over it, so I just got brutally cut on the
my
the
gosh, they've got a user-friendly beach there, don't they? Hope no sharks attack with blood in the water.
No, we don't have sharks, but like this, I just had brutally.
No, you have sharks on the land, but not in the sea there.
Yeah. No, we don't have sharks, but Lake Michigan's beautiful. This is one of the most beautiful places in North America. We've got a lot of good people, and we've got a lot of really good Black African American people. And so I don't want our listeners to just give up on this stuff. These communists, these Antifa people that are inciting our Black Americans to riot and loot and stuff, they're terrible. But the regular people in Black America, they're good people. So I just don't want them to give up.
That's the way it is down here in Memphis, too. We were talking about
that
the other day.
Well, you've said that many times in recent weeks, Keith.
Yeah, we don't have any trouble getting along with black people until the troublemakers come in and try to pick the scab off of every racial grievance.
Communists and these troublemakers, they do this stuff. They come in, and obviously they are there, but we've been through this before. 100 years ago, my grandfather was a teenager in Russia, and the communists took over. He fought in the White Army, lost. He came over, and obviously things go there. But let's go through this, and let's get through this terrible time. But obviously it's a rough time, but let's not give up. And then this election
hope it doesn't take 70 years like it did in Russia.
Yeah, no, we've got there. But I'm just, like, bleeding right now because I stumbled across this barbed wire fence on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Well, we hope that we have Jack back on the line after this.
Yeah,
it doesn't expire.
We're going to take a quick 3-minute break so Jack can get a tetanus shot, and we'll be back to close the
stop the bleeding
show when we come back. Live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. He's facing every danger for you to bring it to you live from the shores of Lake Michigan in Chicago. The one and only Jack Ryan. We'll be right back.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never.
Jack Ryan playing, spinning
the soul philosopher, Bobby Womack.
There it is. Jack, why do we play it? Jack's dime, Jack's dance floor.
Yeah, no, Bobby Womack is a great soul singer from the 70s. He's one of the greatest ones of all time. That's why I was trying to promote it.
I remember Jody's Got Your Gal and He's Run Away. Remember that song? That was a Bobby Womack song.
I'm sorry, it's kind of loud here. I'm right by Lakeshore Drive. Cars are going by.
He's in the air. Yeah,
and
the
you're gushing blood, too.
He's at the ER now.
I have a slight injury. I cross off this barbed wire fence on the beach. I didn't see it there. But I've stopped the bleeding, and I'm like going in. But the surface right there and the shore. But I'm in a beautiful place. Great temperature, very place. I want to promote Chicago. It's a great tourist place to come. The fact that I'm bleeding and there's terrible crime and
right. It takes you back to Normandy. You're attacking.
Hopefully I'll make it home. But like Bobby Womack, beautiful, great spinner.
Jack, if you die on the air. If you died on the air, that would be
we might get an award for this.
No, I've got you in my will. We might have to finalize some things next week, but you're in my will. So let's hopefully I don't get murdered and killed in the next 6 days. But otherwise, you're in my will.
No, we got to finalize that first.
Yeah, but it's
I'm just kidding.
And don't let the negativity say like bad things about Chicago. Obviously, we've got bad crime, bad politics. But there's a lot of good people here all over the United States of America. Let's continue to just get up every day and live a good life and promote the positive things we have, promote good music that we are doing on the show. We're going to get through this. This election is going to be over in about 6 or 7 weeks, and then we'll go forward. And we'll come in from there.
We have a lot of good people in Chicago, but unfortunately none of them are in elected office.
Well, they got crime and barbed wire. That we know that from tonight's show. But.
we're gonna do pretty good. And this COVID is so weird. You know, it's just like they're the big beach. And like you can't let anyone on the beach. You can't play frisbee with someone 30 yards away.
Well, not with all that barbed wire around.
Well, you know what? But his point is true. It makes no sense. Like when you go into a restaurant, you have to have the mask on when you enter into the hostess station area. But if you walk 2 feet to the left or right and sit down, you take your mask off and it can't possibly spread. Yeah,
I went to a restaurant in Oxford, Mississippi last night, and it was just exactly like you said, but if you went up and went to the restroom, you had to put the mask on again.
But if you were sitting there at your table, it couldn't be transmitted.
Right.
Yeah, so that's or if you had if you say Black Lives Matter without a mask on, it can't be transmitted.
If you say Black Lives Matter, you get to not wear your mask the rest of the time.
Well, now, Jack, how are we going to continue to have a laugh with the way the rest of this year is shaping up to unfold?
I would just like to encourage our listeners to just to be positive and go forward, but don't get wrapped up in political stuff because political stuff sucks. And this horrible mainstream media is trying to find our people and try to persecute us for being politically incorrect and try to a witch hunt to say, oh, you're racist and stuff. So I would just encourage our listeners to not get all bent out of shape about politics. Don't talk to the media and go for it. And we're going to get through it. We're going to get through this bad time, and we're going to go forward. And things are going to get better. But obviously, things are bad. This media, this Black Lives Matter, this Antifa, these rioters, these crappy shit. So we got to deal with it. And we just got to get through it. And basically, I'd like to get out of the country again. I'd like to go to Africa or South America.
I was about to say, you need to go to sleep tonight and dream about South African women. Maybe you can marry one and bring her back, but then she would become a Chicago woman.
Well,
and become turn into Hillary Clinton before your eyes.
That would take longer, I think, than just landing on the magic dirt. But
I'm not going to get out of here. The women there in the Western Cape were great. They're beautiful. you know, I'd like to be patriotic. I like to think that our American women that go to Yale Law School and Harvard Law School, I think they're, but I just don't like them. I don't like them, and they don't like me. So let's go through it. But God bless America. God bless the listeners of the political cesspool.
Well, Bill Clinton didn't like Hillary either.
Bill Clinton has no interest in Hillary Clinton. Look at all these nasty, ugly mistresses that Bill Clinton has. Obviously, he doesn't like Hillary.
But then consider the alternative.
Yeah, I'm with Jack, though, on that. If you're the most powerful man, or, you know, presumably, I mean, we know where the real power is. But if you, let me just put it this way. If you're the president of the United States, you should be doing better than Juanita Broadwick and Monica Lewinsky. And
look at these ugly, horrible ones. Obviously, he's so starved for affection.
Well, all he had to do is open his wallet and look at a picture of Hillary, and she'd look good, whoever she was.
Oh, I guess, but. Just well, I like dreadful. Jack's advice tonight. You know, how do we get through this year one foot in front of the other?
Well, gird our loins. Go forward. But let's not talk too much about politics or one. Let's just try to just buckle down and support our friends and our family, and hopefully we'll get through it because it's rough.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you what, we can end tonight's show the way we started tonight's show, and that's with a few movie recommendations. Now, we've got one of our good friends from London sent Keith in two selections. Keith, read them out.
One is called Black Legion, starring Humphrey Bogart, which is about, I think, Charles Lindbergh. And then there's another one called Keeper of the Flame with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. Well, Katharine Hepburn was like the first coming of Hillary Clinton in a lot of ways, but
Jack, you ever seen any of those two movies? Even Keith hasn't, and that's a first.
I lost a little bit. It's getting a little loud by Lakeshore Drive. There might be some terrible crash that's coming up. You were saying Katharine Hepburn.
Two movies:
Black Legion and Keeper of the Flame.
No, two I haven't movies. Seen the one.
Wow, we've been totally introduced to something that is unbeknownst
to
all.
I've got a listener from England, and I'm going to watch these movies and get back in touch with him.
All right, we're going to have Keith assigned to do a couple of video reviews. We're going to send Keith home to do his homework. He's going to watch these and come back and break them down for us next week. Now, we also had the recommendation, what was it, The Last Outpost with Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that's another one I got to watch.
Oh, wow.
Give me something to write with. I'm going to put this
down. We got to write these down. Anyway, Jack, you got any movies you've been watching lately?
Any that aren't X-rated.
Ronald Reagan's movies. Bedtime for Bonzo. Oh, yeah, a couple good ones.
Well, you're probably glad.
I weren't that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a little Western music tonight in the second hour. All right. Well, Jack, are you going to make it home? That's what we want
to
know with about 2 minutes remaining. It sounds like you've been huffing it a little bit.
I only have to go two blocks home. I'm bleeding, but it's not, I don't think it's really a severe bleeding. So I think I am going to make it home tonight. And I just want to give my best to our listeners, but I probably should scale back and try to be a little bit more safe.
Listen, you got to keep your head on a swivel there in downtown Chicago. So why don't we let you fly? You tend to that injury. Get home safe. Send me a text when you get back.
And
let us know
about
you made
South
it.
African women.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Always
if
good to
I
talk
make it
to
back,
you. Stay
I'll
safe
send
up there.
Text. I'll make it back.
If I don't get a text, I'm going to send Keith up there to check
America.
On you.
God bless our listeners of the political cesspool. It's a rough time, but let's go forward. I think we're going to make it through.
All right, we will. Together we will. Together for sure. Thank you, Jack. Talk to you next week, buddy. Stay safe. Get home safe. Send us a text. Always good talking to Jack. Always good to have a little moment of levity.
Yeah, Jack.
Time, so.
Jack is. Jack takes you back down to the terra firma, back down to earth.
Yeah, we got to stay inside and watch It's a Wonderful Life. Keith, my pen's gonna run out of ink if you don't put that top back on. That's
Where
a felt tip. Keith lost the top to my pen.
There it is down there.
We better put the top on this thing and regroup. We'll be back with you next week, ladies and gentlemen, for our great guest tonight, Jason Kuna, Keith Alexander, Sam Bushman, the rest of this team, Jack Ryan, of course. I'm James Edwards. Good night. God bless you. Great guest coming up this month. You don't want to miss a single show. Talk to you then.
.org.